Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So around this time every year, I am blessed to receive Hugh Johnson's Pocket Wine Book of 2018, and it is apparently the number one wine guide, best-selling.
And well, each year you don't get 2018.
That's true. Good call. Touché. I stand corrected. But I do get a wine guide, and I have to say, you need big pockets. Hugh Johnson is a very interesting man. I remember my father used to read him as well. And I just want to share a little bit of this with you, because I think this is a fabulous thing about wine and food. He says, it's just as much about people, places, the occasion, and the time of year as about food. Don't be paralyzed by rules, but bear some in mind. Avoid vinegar with your food and dare to be conventional. Drink white wines before red, dry before sweet, light before heavy, and when God said white wine with fish and red wine with meat, it was only his personal opinion, but he has lots of experience.
I love that. That is so charming.
I do too. And in maybe 40 words, he has summed up a really good way to go about picking wine and food.
Yeah, I think it can be fashionable to go against the grain and try to find new and different pairings. And I'm fine with that. There's so much wine that is available to us, many more varieties and from different places than was available even 20 years ago. So go for it. But sometimes those basic rules really do apply, and they're there for a reason. When we were talking off mic, you had found some pairings that he advocated. And I liked that with oysters, he had some of the traditional things, Sancerre, Chablis, Muscadet. But then he also came up with Fino Sherry. Is that right?
For raw oysters, non-vintage Champagne, Chablis, Muscadet, as you say, white grapes, Sancerre, or Guinness,
of course.
Which I think is also delightful.
Yes, sir.
Experiment with Sauternes. I get the idea that Hugh Johnson, even though he's been doing this for a bazillion years, is still not afraid to admit he hasn't tried everything under the sun, which is remarkable. I love the way he says, for caviar, iced vodka, and more importantly, and full-bodied champagne like Bollinger or Krug, and don't ever add raw onion. I'm running to the Russian store and buying some. Some of these are really good ideas, and they are human ideas. Like, what do you pair with guacamole? Well, Mexican beer or California Chardonnay, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, dry Muscat, or sherry. I think all of those would be interesting.
Right. And he's playing with the idea. I mean, he's really thinking about flavors. You know, this is fatty, so you want something to cut the fat. But he's also Mexican beer. Well, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
California Chardonnay is really pretty much a no-brainer, too, if you think about where we're getting avocados from.
Absolutely. I think geography plays a big role in this. I think his choices are intelligent, and I think there's a humanity about his writing that I find really, really appealing. I've never met Hugh Johnson, but after reading a little bit of his 2018 Pocket Wine Book, I kind of want to.
Well, yeah, I'll see what you can do to get him in for an interview.
I'll give him a call.
I love that razor-sharp wit.
Exactly so. So, some things to think about food and wine pairings. And lastly, once again, white with fish and red with meat, not such a bad idea. It's not gospel, but it is grounded in the truth.
Amen.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.